The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is something that is important for all of us, as parents, as grandparents, as citizens.
New EPA regulations that are sending some people screaming into the night and others applauding the president. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? You could be paying more for electricity in the near future. Now, you might think that's okay because listening to my voice, you say to yourself, yeah, we got global warming and I believe it and we need to do something about it. We need to change the climate. For decades, the U.S. climate change policy was pretty much, you know, we think we should reduce it. And then, of course, we weren't doing that. So now the president decides, well, we got to match up to that. If we want China and India and everybody else to follow, we got to reg up. You know what the reg is? The Environmental Protection Agency. Its new rule would reduce emissions 30% by 2013. So those coal-fired plants, the 600 of them in the United States, may close down. They may have to refit, change a few things, cost a bunch of money, figure out if they can do it, but pass it on to the consumer. It's a job killer. It is a job killer. There's no doubt about that. Major legislative and regulatory proposals to combat global warming kill jobs. And it absolutely hurts the lower income people in this country and the minorities. There is no question about it. There's a couple of reasons why you have to be careful. The president says that's nonsense, saying we keep hearing that. We've heard that in the past, but it's not true. It's baloney. It's poppycock. It's crazy talk. He says what we've seen every time is that these claims are debunked when you actually give workers and businesses the tools and incentives they need to innovate. Innovate. All right, so how are we going to innovate? What incentives are we getting? What's going to happen? Has carbon pollution increased dramatically since the Industrial Revolution of the 19th century? Does it really correspond to the warming of the global client? We hear what some scientists are saying, at least what's always being peddled, that we've got volatile weather patterns, and that's a point to it. We have changing agriculture zones. We've got a lot of impacts. They're going to affect everyone on the planet, and it could be catastrophic if we don't do something. And everybody better move to the United States, because I guarantee you China, India, and anybody else following suit is not going to follow suit with the U.S. and some of these bigger nations, these developing countries. It's just not going to happen. So what are the ideas that are being pushed to reduce pollution by 2013, 30%. That's the goal. Improving energy efficiency at plants. Okay, that's the money I mentioned. It's going to cost a lot. Changing how long they operate every day and increasing alternative energy sources. That's always thrown out there. Wind and solar. Wind and solar. Wind and solar. We keep hearing that. How do we make wind and solar available to low-income people and middle-class people living paycheck to paycheck? How does that happen? I think a lot of these power plants will probably, the older ones, will probably shut down. Are we weaning ourselves off of traditional fossil fuel sources to other alternatives? Right now, coal supplied, in 2012 anyway, 37% of U.S. electricity, 30% was natural gas, 19 nuclear power plant, 19%, 7% from hydropower, like dams, 5% from renewable sources like wind and solar. By 2030, just over 30% of U.S. electricity will come from coal, about the same amount from natural gas, supposedly, wind, solar, and other alternatives, 9%. That's what the EPA is saying. Supposedly. According to the EPA, the new rules would reduce carbon pollution by the same amount as removing two-thirds of, this is one that makes you think, two-thirds of all cars and trucks from our roadways in the United States. There is no way they can tell me we're not going to pay higher electricity costs. If you have somebody in your family that's constantly flipping the lights on, you might tell them to sit in the dark for a while once all of this kicks in. I mean, would it be great if we could move to more efficient power? Well, and it was doable, we didn't lose jobs, and we could afford it. But if you're being sold that you're going to have to pay high until it all gets better, how much can, what do we do this the same time we're doing this with our health care? What else next do we have to wait for the cost to come down on? I mean, it's, to be honest, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, or if you're just sick of all the politics out of Washington, any of these steps are pretty much meaningless to the United States because it does not reduce overall global emissions anyway, very little. And how are you going to get China and India to buy in on this, which is what the White House was saying, that we have to make a difference because we lead the way and others will follow suit? Well, I don't think so. And this is going to change from state to state. There's going to be a public comment period, as there always is, and then a revision of the proposal over the next year. Under the proposed rule, states would have until June 30th, 2016, to submit plans for achieving the reduced emissions target. States that need more time can submit an initial version and then explain the need for more time and then go from there. They say, the EPA does, that the regulations will reduce pollutants that contribute to the soot and smog, basically, that makes people sick by over 25%. They'll avoid 2,700 to 6,600 premature deaths. These are EPA numbers. And 140,000 to 150,000 asthma attacks in children. Saying we can't put this off any longer. What happens to the 1 million jobs that get killed? How much is it going to cost the economy? How about $50 billion a year? North Carolina, Kentucky, Colorado, they're not psyched. Even the Democrats, they're pushing back. Are you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in on this one. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Bit to take a bite out of this one. And listen, everyone's invited to this party. Whatever your opinion is, share it 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. A lot of people are going to lose a lot of jobs. This is a job killer, and it is a personal killer of lower income people for sure, and middle class folks too. I mean, listen, maybe we can all go live on a plot of land that Al Gore has somewhere where he's going to provide that wind turbine power for us near one of those wind farms. I'm serious. If you look into it and you look into solar panels, one, a lot of times it doesn't really work that well depending on the part of the country that you're in. And it is not an affordable technology. It is not. And we're going to have proof of that coming up on our next show. A special report by my pal Jack Alexander as he digs into the alternatives. And we'll let you know the exact dollar figures that we've uncovered for you. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay, I got one for you. This young nun was at a retreat for retired nuns, and she was giving them a talk on the flora and fauna that was on the islands, the tropical islands that she was ministering to as a young nun. And so she was telling everything about it. She said that they had coconuts this big around, and she was showing with her hands. And she said, they've got bananas this long, and she was showing with her hands. And this half-blind, half-deaf old nun stood up and said, "Father, who?" Now, you and I are both Christians. I can tell a joke like that and it gets a laugh. But if we did something like that with our Muslim brothers and sisters, they'd issue a fatwa on us and have us put to death.
That's true. You're right.
You know, it's not a religion. It's a cult. Now, to get back to the EPA and Obama's little trip, this whole thing by these Marxist socialist communists that occupy the Democratic Party and even some of the Republican Party is nothing more than to gain control over the masses of America. That's what Obama cares about. That's what this is about. These people have been at this for 60-some years, since the days of Franklin D. Roosevelt, to try to get control of our people. In fact, Franklin D. Roosevelt even tried to stack the Supreme Court with 12 justices. It's 9 now, but he wanted 12 justices, and all of them were supposed to be Democrats, and the people in the Senate and the Congress stopped him, but barely, just barely. So this whole thing is about control. And now back to Birdall. What is going on, I have a little bit of faith in. I talked to some Congress people today, and they say they're getting the same kind of calls, that Birdall is not a hero. He is a traitor, and they want the president held accountable, and they say their offices want the president to come before Congress and explain why he perpetrated this crime. And if he can't give good reasons for it, despite the fact that we're going to save one guy's life and trade away 5 murderous, killing thugs, they want to have him face the music. That's what I've been told through the grapevine.
And you know, there's a big push for that on the Hill, too.
Well,
there's no question.
Him.
Yeah.
They're seriously talking about impeaching him over this. This and the other laws that he has broken has finally started to really wrinkle some people. And I think you're going to see some action on the next few days.
All right, we'll see. I don't doubt that we'll see some quotes from that for sure, Dan. And I think with Bergdahl, absolutely we'll see that there's going to be a conversation about the fact that, you know, if you look at what Chuck Hagel said, the defense secretary, the other day, well, you know, he's got to come back and we have to get it together and then we'll look at all the situations of what happened, which was a hint at, okay, we have to figure out what happened with Bergdahl, what really was there, and they're looking into the conduct of what happened. And really the White House is just defending the whole swap thing, but there's going to be more that happens here. And some families are outraged because their sons were killed. Some platoon mates were killed of Bergdahl's where they were going out to find him, looking for him. And there are a lot of people that are unhappy by some of the details that they know of that came out of that Afghanistan-Pakistan region when he disappeared. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how are you this evening, Kate?
Good. How about you?
I'm great.
Yay.
Hey, think about all the money we would save and all the global warming that wouldn't be going on if Al Gore hadn't invented the internet and every house didn't have 10 computers running and 5 cell phones plugged in because of the internet, and he wasn't flying back and forth everywhere on his Lear jet when he's got a couple solar panels on his house.
Yeah, we wouldn't be having this great pull on the grid that much, would we? It'd be reduced.
That or the fact that his electric cars he wanted built to manufacture the cars and all the batteries cost, but the emissions from those factories making the batteries and all the components for electric cars, you could drive a gasoline-operated car 5 years longer without ever coming up to the emissions that the plants making the batteries are coming up to.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to see brownouts. We're going to see all kinds of problems, I think, if this goes all the way through with no complaints, but there's a lot of people complaining. I don't think this is just going to be a walk in the park for the EPA.
Well, you put up a couple of air mills or wind terminals or wind farms or whatever, and they kill a couple birds, and you spend billions of dollars to build them, and then PETA shuts those down because they killed a blackbird. I mean, the whole, it's a never-ending story.
That's true, isn't it? It is a never-ending story. What a saga. Putting them up, so, the cost, and then what happens, yeah.
I had one more really good one. Superstorm Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're calling it a superstorm because it wasn't even a hurricane. There's been less hurricanes in the last, I'm thinking it was 5 years or 6 year period. Only a couple of category one and two since the big one in New Orleans. Then since in the same amount of time since 1904.
Yeah, I did something on that the other night. I was talking about that. That it actually, it's down. You're right.
It's down. So it's, you know, the far left has a real good ability of trying to scare people into doing things that there's really no sense to be scared of. So if there is global warming, maybe it's like when the dinosaurs froze or something, when there was no carbon emissions. I'm not sure, but.
Well, there's an ice age. Maybe it's going to be like the movie, and we're going to do that reverse crossing over of the border. Maybe we all end up in Mexico, because that's what the movie The Day After Tomorrow was saying. But, you know, listen. Exactly. I mean, here's the thing. There's no question about it. This proposal, I think, is going to be toast when it's all said and done, Ray. Because the outrage, you can feel it. When there's enough outrage and Democrats are trying to save their own hides in their election bids because they know their constituents, the people who vote for them, are not going to vote for them if they don't do something about this because it's going to cost them jobs, it's going to cost money for people who are living paycheck to paycheck. We're seeing that there's a big flip. There's bipartisan cooperation to kill the EPA proposal. So this is definitely a nasty tug of war. I mean, there are two teams on a bluff and they're mixed in between, pulling on each end. There's a 30-day comment period. That window's open. If you have something to say, go to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency's website, and make a comment and make it count. Coming up, Frank Pringle next, talking more about this situation and a little twist to it, too, on America Tonight.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze-dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze-dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Today, the EPA releases new standards, and we're talking about 2030 as far as cutting. What does that mean? The EPA power, the plant proposal, seeking a 30% carbon dioxide emissions cut by that number, 2030. What kind of an impact will this have on alternative energy? What kind of an impact will this have on you? Right now, we're going to head to Frank Pringle. He's the CEO of Liberated Energy. Frank, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
Let's tell people about Liberated Energy and the fact that your objective is, if I'm right in this, right, is to make small wind and solar turbine technology a contributor to this whole global clean energy supply portfolio, right? By providing consumers, so me, you, everybody else out there, with an affordable renewable energy option for homes and for businesses. So tell us what you see as far as what the EPA regulations do as it relates to what you're trying to do.
Well, even before this announcement, being in the industry, we're talking that there is going to be a price increase next year in energy across the board. And where I live in South Jersey between Atlantic City and Philadelphia, I'm paying 10 cents a kilowatt hour and 12 cent delivery cost. So I'm paying 22 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, we're anticipating this to go up closer to 27, 28 cents. Just by itself, without this news coming out from our leader. But when the power companies have got to go ahead and come up with a plan over the next 2 years, it's critical from the standpoint that when they make that announcement that they've got to spend millions or maybe billions with a B, dollars to accommodate the needs of the government, we're going to have a major hit on our cost to all of us that buy electricity in the United States. And I think here in South Jersey, it'll be well into the 30-cent range in about 3 years, a kilowatt hour.
Yeah, which is crazy. I grew up in South Jersey. I know what you're talking about, in Cherry Hill. And I've
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I understand.
I live in Marlton, which is right next door.
Yep, exactly. So all my cousins are in that area, and they lament to me about the prices just as you've done. And I know people listening to us around the country, same thing. When they add it up, they realize what they're paying, and it's just crazy. And now, as you talk about these coal plants, there's like 600 in the United States. So you figure there's some predictions that we could see brownouts. That's the other problem. Some will close down. I mean, what are they going to do with these regulations? So I mentioned liberated energy. I mean, what here you would think you could, this is the time to really power up, because really we're in this in between, aren't we?
Yes, exactly. Well said, Kate. This is just the eye of the storm, or the outskirts of the storm before we get into it, because it's going to really change drastically over the next 36 to 48 months from the standpoint of the cost of electricity. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my product, and I'll tell you about some experiments that might help us all in the future, if I may.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, well, Liberated Energy, I'm an inventor. I've got, with the two patents I'm working on right now, I've got over 20 patents, two pending, and probably three more I'm going to come out with. So that makes in the neighborhood of 25 patents. Now, Liberated Energy right now is, Kate, I had two properties, and I was an absentee owner between them, so I had to travel back and forth. And, of course, I equipped both properties with the vigilance security system for both homes. But the reality of it, and if you check into police records, is that those security systems that we have are after the fact somebody has entered your dwelling or your business or where whatever you have that you don't want anybody to come in.
Yeah.
So I came up with an idea of using alternative energy, wind and solar, right, to make a security system that's a freestanding, requires no energy light pole made of 4x4 aluminum coated with epoxy paint. And on this light pole, I put three LED lights. I put a solar panel and a wind turbine. Now, the key to the whole thing is that I also put this high-definition camera that sees in the dark. All of this is tied into your computer. And what would happen is if somebody came to your property, let's say that you're doing your radio show right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody came to your property. And the lights could be on all the time, or they could come on with motion, whatever it is. The camera will see this individual. It'll go to your computer. Your computer will send an image to your smartphone. You can look at whoever this might be. It might be your mom and dad coming to visit you, or cousins or relatives, and you can talk to them through the camera. Hey, the key's underneath the pot in the left-hand corner of the garden or something like that. Come on, make yourself at home. Or it could be the other thing, which we all dread, hope never happens, but it happens to an enormous amount of people. Like 20% of all the people in the United States are broken into over the life of their property. But if it's that guy, you can say, what are you doing there? I'm calling the police. And this is before they even touched your house, because this pole could be out in your driveway many yards away from your doors or your wherever you're there trying to get in. And that in itself is the biggest deterrent. I want to get them before they get in. Because once they get in and the police get there, it'd be about 15 minutes, you've lost some very valuable things in your house. And who knows about the life and limb.
Yeah,
so
boy, no kidding.
That's what this patent is all about, is a preemptive security system that is reasonably priced. And there are many tax advantages because the alternative energy really actually pays for itself over time. Your homeowner's insurance is reduced by up to 20% by having this there. Oh, there's another heat sensor. I forgot to say this. There's a heat sensor on this that can be looking, if you put it somewhere where it can look at your kitchen, and if your kitchen gets hot or whatever, it'll also alert you that you have a fire. So there's a condition there, and that's the key that that allows a 20% discount on your homeowners.
Well, that'd be good for someone like me. I've left my oven on, I can't tell you how many times, like four times. That's ridiculous.
My wife does, too. Actually, my next-door neighbor had her house burned down because they had a short in their brown low-voltage lighting.
Wow.
And, caught their deck on fire, burnt down a well over $1 million home.
Ooh, wow. How did you come, I mean, obviously you're a guy who tinkers around and you mentioned all the patents you have out there and stuff. How'd you come up with this one?
Well, again, it was necessity. I was just thinking about wind and solar. I have another patent pending, which is a ridge-mounted horizontal impeller that will collect wind coming off your roof. And as it comes off your roof and goes up to the top of your roof, it picks up speed and acceleration. So it's just, you know, just how did I come up with it? Just sitting there and thinking about what do I want to do? I want to come up with a patent. And as I said, I've got three more at least coming up with. Okay, let me go back and talk about something, because I was in the middle of the energy 7 years ago, and I retired from a company I started. And we were working with microwaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go back into this sometime this year. I've got a major college university that wants to work with us. We've 7 years ago did a lot of work with them. They want to get back into this, and they want to do heavy oil, capped oil wells, and bituminous coal. And the last thing, and this thing here is something that, God willing, I can get done in my lifetime, is this technology can be applied for a cancer type of treatment to kill cancer cells using microwaves.
Yeah, I know about that. I've heard about that. Remember there was a big 60 Minutes story on, there was a guy in Houston that was working with that. So that's a good, that road is a road that if we could go down that road, I think it could help a lot of people.
That's interesting. Very interesting. Now, let me tell you what I did. I did a lot of experiments with coal. In the United States, we have more coal than anywhere else in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been to China. I've been to Europe. The device, the lab equipment that I set up was a unique situation where I could take bituminous coal or all these other elements and several patents related to it, put it into my microwave oven, turn it on, and with seconds, I could gasify it. And the thing that worked the best in the world was bituminous coal. In 26 seconds, I could turn it into methane gas and tar oil. It was pretty exciting. So when I was doing all those experiments, and I went to the coal manufacturers around Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
and I said, look, I think I can help your product because we can eliminate CO2 entirely from the operation at the coal-burning facilities for electricity. They nicely told me to forget about it. They're happy with what they're doing, but they don't need any help. They're paying for it, and forget about it. But now with what has happened with Obama just recently, yesterday, this weekend, I think this technology should be resurrected. It's really, really unique. Can you imagine not having any pollutants in using coal?
Yeah, how tremendous would that be? Yeah,
I mean,
I said that.
The biggest pollutant we have.
Yeah, that's what I said. It talked about how many coal plants there were. This would be a way to flip that over, flip that equation, too, for sure. Frank, we are out of time. Thank you so much. Liberated Energy, check it out, liberatedenergyinc.com. We appreciate it.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Topping this edition of We Can Count. How about this? Google banned in China ahead of the 25th anniversary of the military clampdown on the student protests that centered around Tiananmen Square, if you remember. A Chinese news website reported on Monday that the Chinese users have found Google services to be inaccessible since last week. Shocker. The reported blockage hasn't been confirmed by the government yet, but it's believed to be a deliberate act of censorship leading up to the June 4th, 25th anniversary of 1989 and Tiananmen, as I mentioned, the massacre where mass numbers of unarmed Chinese protesters were killed, injured, or arrested. Boy, I remember that ordeal well. Probably some of you do, too. Again, these are reasons why, isn't it great to live in the United States of America and freedom of speech, freedom of speech. We move on to this one. This is a big story. $15, that's what you'll get minimum wage-wise if you live in Seattle. How about that? This was something that was a long time coming because they had talked about it for so long, the city council in Seattle. I'm not shocked by the fact that this now is a reality. The city council unanimously passed that ordinance on Monday that gradually increases the minimum wage to $15 an hour. One of the council members said Seattle wants to stop the race to the bottom in wages and widening the gap between the rich and the poor. And this is a way to start by pushing up what people will take home, as so many have to live on minimum wage. San Francisco, by the way, currently has the nation's highest hourly minimum wage. It's $10.74 an hour. The current minimum wage in Washington State is $9.32. Some companies were not thrilled by this because they talked about how many people they employ, restaurants in particular, that say this will be crippling to them, but this change is a-coming. And they've talked about it, as I mentioned, in Seattle for a very, very long time. Now it just becomes a reality. How many people still tune in now and again to watch Jeopardy? Yeah, Jeopardy's become one of those things where you want to watch a streak. And there was a woman from Illinois who had a pretty incredible Jeopardy streak going. Julia Collins, 31 years old, lost her 21st appearance on a segment that aired at the beginning of the week. She accumulated over $400,000 during the 20 wins, but eventually all good things must come to an end. It went down to the final question showdown, but she bet everything and lost it. The clue that stumped her, just in case you're curious, the New England writer who in 1999 became the last person to win an Oscar for adapting his own novel as a screenplay. She failed to answer with the correct question, who is John Irving? The novel and the film was Cider House Rules. In the end, she said, oh, it just didn't go my way. I'd say it went her way for a very long time. That's pretty good to hold the number two spot all time in Jeopardy. The person who won it the most, remember, 74 straight games in season 21, the total prize money was $2.5 million, and that was Ken Jennings. So to come in second, I'd say to him, pretty good. And that's a nice chunk of change, actually. When, you know, that going through it, part of it is about hitting that buzzer. I mean, you have to know the categories, but hitting the buzzer is so key. Hitting it at the right time before the person next to you jumps on it. I think there is something to that. All right, police are investigating. This is a big number. After finding $3 million worth of missing shoes at a central Kentucky home. Yeah, what's that about? This happened in Radcliffe, Kentucky. The shoes were supposed to be shipped in 2009, they say, from a Nike distribution center in Tennessee to another one in Texas, but it never made it. The women who were in possession of the shoes said they had purchased them from someone else and didn't know they were stolen. They said they were selling them at a flea market. So the police are investigating. There hasn't been any arrests, but what if somebody just dumped off the shoes and said, here you go, why don't you sell them? I don't know. It's pretty wild. So, just saying. This is a crazy story. Have you ever thought about getting a tattoo? Perhaps you're listening to me and you have a tattoo. Maybe you have a mural on your body. I read this story today about a needle that was lost in the arm of a amateur tattooist 40 years ago. But it's been found after it pierced his big toe. Check this out. He was doing his own tattoo in 1974 and lost the 17 millimeter needle in his arm when he was doing that. The guy's name is Ulf Bergstrom from Sweden. He had x-rays to find the needle at the time. They couldn't find it. No success. So he just went on living. And the needle, nothing. Nothing, just completely forgot about it. Then last month, he had a big pain in his big toe. And sure enough, he asked his wife to take a look, and there was a large lump. Then his wife pulled out the needle that had gone into his body and come out of his foot in 1974. I mean, that is a wild story, isn't it? All that time to go through your system. Some people think it's too wild of a story. I don't think it's impossible. I'm spitting the needle back out, but all that time, nothing. Felt nothing, and then all of a sudden, boom, that's it. There it comes, right out of the foot. How about Dan Marino? He decided that he was going to join the concussion lawsuit against the NFL. The Hall of Fame quarterback is now one of the latest to throw in and file against the NFL. He's one of 15 former players in this federal deal that was filed in Philadelphia last week. Marino and the 14 others are part of a bigger group, 4,800 others, who have alleged that the NFL misled players about the long-term dangers of concussions. The NFL denies, of course, those kind of claims. The lawsuit doesn't specify any medical problems suffered by the plaintiffs, including Marino, who retired in 1999. They look for unspecified damages and medical monitoring. The NFL and the original group of players agreed on a $765 million settlement last August, but the settlement was rejected by a federal judge in January. So I think these lawsuits are going to go on for some time. And sadly, we're seeing more players, well-known players, that are coming down with the effects of some of the hits that they suffered throughout their career. And they're pretty awful. Absolutely terrible to see that. How about this final thing? The White House is looking for an extra $1.4 billion to address all of a sudden this surge in kids crossing the southern border. The president on Monday described the surge of immigrant children caught in the crosshairs of the Mexican border as a humanitarian situation. He asked for that money to cope with it, saying that the U.S. will temporarily house the kids at two military bases. The government said as many as 60,000 rather, children, mostly from Central America, could be caught this year trying to cross the Mexican border illegally, costing the U.S. more than $2.28 billion to house, feed, and give the transportation to the kids to the shelters or reunite them with relatives. Ooh, sad situation, but that's a whole lot of money. But what are they going to do? They're stuck in the middle of this situation. They say it's a massive crisis. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY.